You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Ready to go on a spring-like January the 31st here in Eastern Iowa. Great to have you aboard. It is Gym Class program taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass once again here today. Got a great show coming up for you. Busy weekend and a big weekend down at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Sunday, as it'll be the Iowa women taking on number 4 USC, and Caitlin Clark's number 22 will be unveiled from the rafters down at CHA. We will talk about that and all things Hawkeye women's basketball. Rob Brooks will join us, the voice of the Iowa women's basketball team on the radio. Look forward to talking with Rob coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We will have the penultimate edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. A chance for somebody out there to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We will have that for you coming up, and we'll get you all the news of the day on an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up in just a little bit. Text line available. Love to hear from you. As always, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Phone line, same digits. That's also 319-366-1600. As we come your way on a sunny Friday to close out January on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, the mobile app, or smart speaker. How you doing, Isaac? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm doing all right.
Get a nap in?
Not tonight. No, not today. I didn't really feel like I needed one, so I'm feeling alert. Doing all right.
Good. Very good. Mark, how are you? Beautiful day today.
It is. Blue skies, sunny. Very, very nice day. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And looking forward to a really interesting sports weekend. And it actually begins in about 3 hours.
Yeah, it does. Number one versus number two, as the Penn State wrestling team will host Iowa at the Bryce Jordan Center. How big is this meet? Well, the Penn State basketball team, and they've done this before, but they played in Rec Hall last night. I think you can kind of pick out the pecking order over at State College, Isaac, when they moved the basketball game to Rec Hall, because they got to get the stage assembled for Iowa and Penn State coming up tonight. They aren't moving the basketball game.
No, that place is going to be packed. It's going to be loud. Yeah, I don't think it'll be super close, but there'll be interesting matches throughout, and I think that's more the focus. More what I'm focusing on is individual weight classes, seeing how Iowa matches up as we prepare for March later on.
Yeah, if you missed our talk with Mark Ironside on Wednesday, it was a good one. They all are. You can go back and listen to them on our podcast. They're available at KGYMRadio.com, Apple, or Spotify. And we can't get into how many we think we're going to win, because that's one of the picks on our very creative pick six board that Mark has put together for for football fans out there that live for the game. And as you already know, this will be the first weekend since August. There will not be a football game. And no, I do not count the Pro Bowl as a football game, nor should you. You are free to watch it, all the skills activities. And if you want to watch Peyton and Eli coach against each other in a flag football game, then by all means, do so. But there's not a whole lot of football in that game in the Pro Bowl weekend. That's just the way it is. It's football-ish. 319-366-1600. Iowa and Iowa State, or Iowa and Penn State, I should say. Isaac, you don't have to make a pick, so we can ask you. How many matches does Iowa win, in your opinion, tonight?
Yeah, so my prediction this morning on Todd's show, I had Iowa losing 23-9.
23-9,
I think they get wins at 33, 57, and 97. The one where they kind of have the top guy in that weight class. I think if Iowa wins four, Iowa fans should be really, really happy with that showing. I think it's more likely going to be Iowa either wins two or three. I'm leaning three, but it's really, really close between two or three. I don't think the whole duel is going to be very close. Again, this is, for me, I'm focusing on seeing how certain guys match up at 197, at 57, seeing if they, if, you know, someone like Ja'Cory Teamer is really going to be a title contender come March, or if Stephen Buchanan is going to be a legitimate.
Or Palco.
Or Parco.
Parco.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how he does against Shane Van Ness, especially considering he's 0-2 against Shane Van Ness. We'll see how that one goes. But, yeah, I have Iowa winning three of them. I think it's between two or three matches, basically. I went back and forth picking between two or three. I ultimately landed on three, but I could be convinced for like a 26-6 sort of score, too.
Mm. Mark, you and I were speaking earlier today in 11:56, kind of on that same wavelength on the text line. 20 years ago, this is how other teams talked about wrestling versus Iowa and how the gap has changed. Now we spoke about this on Wednesday a little bit with the new transfer portal and the NIL. It's actually maybe, as opposed to what is happening in football, especially the gap getting bigger between the haves and the have-nots in football, it's actually maybe getting smaller in wrestling, with others having the opportunity to put some money toward their program. At any rate, you had a very interesting question that you posed to me earlier when we spoke today.
I did, and I tossed this around, and I wondered, you know, Penn State is favored by, Isaac can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Penn State favored by 20 to 21 points right now to beat the number two team. And I wondered, in what other sport, in what other time, was there such a big gap in a match of number one versus number two teams? And in terms of Iowa winning a certain number of matches, I appreciate Isaac's input on this, because I think we set it at a really interesting number, and we'll get to that when we make the picks. But more than anything tonight, Scott, Isaac, I'm looking forward to real wrestling. Wrestling that will not be scripted or choreographed. And by golly, you can bet on it.
319-366-1600.
I will say I am going to watch tomorrow as well, the Royal Rumble for WWE. I am going to be tuning in.
You can't bet on it, Isaac.
You can't bet on it. Yeah, it's, you know, not everything needs to be bet on. I do wish one thing for college wrestling. I hope you can start betting on individual weight class matches.
Not just team.
Right now it's only, you know, point spread stuff. I wish you could bet on like Drake Ayala to win against Braden Davis, or I would put a bunch of money on Carter Sturaci to win tonight against Gabe Arnold. I wish you could do that. However, that has not come up quite yet. But hopefully we get there. I think that would be really entertaining.
More full contact this weekend with that wrestling thing, or Bowman Gray for the NASCAR Clash? It will be at Bowman Gray. You know, I'm not a great NASCAR fan. I like auto racing. NASCAR has gone down in my view ever since the playoff thing that they are not fixing this year. But let's get the season started by getting everybody angry at each other by pushing them out of the way on a flat track in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, known for fights in the stands, on the track, with officials, everywhere, you name it. It's just how many fights are going to be that night. So let's just get the season started with everyone hating each other. Good idea, NASCAR.
I really don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure some listeners do, but the season starts at Daytona in my mind, whether there's arguments or not.
True. This is just the All-Star Exhibition Clash race. And yeah, it's been at the Coliseum the last 3 years, and now they're moved it to Bowman Gray, which is a famous quarter mile short track that is flat and where tempers are short.
As far as Mark's question, if there's ever been a massive gap, all that comes to mind is maybe the UConn women.
That's what I said.
That's about it, which I actually think that was beneficial for women's basketball in the long term. In the short term, I think it made for a poor entertainment product. But in the long term, it forced teams to actually start investing in their programs and really take a look at what they're doing wrong and what they need to, you know, fix to really be competitive. So long term, something like Penn State's dominance in wrestling, I think, could be beneficial for the sport because it forces schools to actually invest in their programs if they want to be competitive. Short term, not the most entertaining stuff. I totally get it. Super, obviously, really frustrating for Iowa fans, I'm sure. But I think long term, it might help the sport and force teams to actually invest and progress forward.
Yeah. Thank you. 319-366-1600. Isaac's going to get Rob Brooks on the horn here. And speaking of the Iowa women, 1156 saying, and I believe they texted this in yesterday, Mark, this thought anyway. No, wait a minute. 2757, I beg your pardon. The more I learn about Sunday's game, the more I feel like it's a must-win game. Yeah, we'll ask Rob his opinion on that. Iowa right now, Charlie Cream came out with a brand new bracketology for women's basketball today, and he still has Iowa and Iowa State meeting in the play-in game. So that has not changed. That's been three in a row for him. So interesting. Iowa State put up a good fight last night. Mark just came out on the short end of that. 96-63 says DraftKings has Penn State a 20.5-point favorite in wrestling tonight. Yeah, you can do team, but you can't do individual.
Yeah, Iowa State women, you know, played well against the number 11 team in the country and fell in overtime. But I thought that spread was about in the wrestling tonight. Somewhere between 20 and 21. I'm going to be fascinated to not see who wins the team aspect of it, and but more so how Iowa does. I think Isaac nailed it. I can't think of another team. You know, you might go to golf when Tiger was really hot, and go way back to Oklahoma football when it was winning 47 in a row without point spreads. I don't know, but I think in recent times, I think UConn women is a good for sustained, you know, dominance. That's the one I would pick.
Yeah, and how things have changed in the world of women's basketball. And with that in mind, we bring in the terrific play-by-play voice of Iowa women's basketball on the radio. Rob Brooks joining us on a Friday ahead of a very big weekend down in Iowa City. Thanks for the time, Rob. Appreciate it. How you doing on your coast-to-coast ventures?
Yeah, good. Good to be back, I tell you that. That's a little bit of a new twist, isn't it? These West Coast trips where you either go to Oregon or Washington and USC and UCLA, and what you really figure out is it's a lot tougher on those four teams than it is anybody here in the Midwest. Boy, they're just they're all over the place. I mean, look at USC here. Played Minnesota last night, be in Iowa City, then, you know, fly all the way home and get ready for, I think, Ohio State actually comes to L.A. So we did Oregon, Washington this year. It'll be USC and UCLA next.
Indeed.
Rob, how do you put this event, so to speak, in context this coming Sunday, because you have the game, which is big in and of itself, the jersey retirement, and actually maybe as big in the long run as anything is the recruiting weekend for the Iowa women. So how do you put this in perspective?
Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there? And I think obviously the coaches got to be focused on trying to win a basketball game, because you look at it, and if you think about upsets, okay, it's kind of everything else is there except you've got the number four team in the country coming in, because obviously the place is going to be a madhouse like it was last year. And as you mentioned, Mark, the top recruit in the country is going to be there among others. So you're busy with that. And then obviously afterward with the 20-25 minute ceremony, retiring number 22. So yeah, it's kind of a threefold day. But I think you look at it, obviously all the coaches and many of the players have been through these types of things before. So they're used to that. And, you know, the tough thing with the game is just flat out going to be the opponent. And the USC obviously is really, really good. And, you know, you look at the expansion of conferences. I was talking to Jan about this the other day, and you go back when obviously Rutgers and Maryland came into the conference. Well, what were their two best sports? Probably women's basketball. Now Rutgers is not what they were, but Maryland certainly is. And then now this last go around, you bring in USC and UCLA, and Oregon and Washington are good, but doable. The Bruins and the Trojans, that's kind of a different story. So that's been the hard part, but you got to play them. And I think they're looking forward to the opportunity. I think they've put a really good game plan together. Got some wrinkles that I think you'll see, and roll them out and see what happens.
That's all you can do. And several people in our conversations on the show this week have said that this is, in their eyes, a must-win game just to help out the resume. Now, it would help out the resume, there's no doubt. Even playing USC is going to help out the resume. But I don't know, in your mind anyway, how do you look at it? Is it a quote, must-win game, unquote, or just roll them out and play and see what happens, like you said?
I don't think it's a must-win game at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
I kind of look at it as there's three really tough games left. The two we've mentioned, and then at Ohio State. And then there's two you absolutely should win. And then the three games that I would categorize, Scott, is you got to win at least two of them, is at Nebraska, at Minnesota. And then you got to win for sure one of those two. And then try to run the table at home with the games that you should be able to get. And I'd throw at Michigan actually in there as well. So there's three really tough road games to play. If you can get two of those, I think you're in pretty good shape. I don't think there's any expectation to beat UCLA, to beat USC. And then obviously you can't lose to Rutgers or Wisconsin. Took care of business the other night against Northwestern. And then there's those middle tier games that you've got to be able to win your fair share to try to get into the NCAA tournament.
Rob, if nobody has ever seen this Iowa women's team this year, and that's hard to believe in these parts, but imagine that for a minute. How would you describe this Hawkeye basketball team?
You know, it's much different than in the past, obviously, not only from a personnel standpoint, but a little bit by style. It's a team that really gets after it defensively, rebounds very, very well, and that's kind of what was talked about the last several years, is could score 90 points a game, but never won the rebounding battle and didn't defend. This team's kind of the opposite. Has had a tough time scoring many nights, but the defense has always been there, and the rebounding. And I think there's only two times this year that Iowa's been out-rebounded. And now the offense has looked remarkably better the last two games, scoring 85 points the last two, where you go back to Oregon, couldn't score 50. And I think that was really kind of weighing on the coaching staff, because they're good enough offensively. They have the pieces. It just hasn't gelled on occasion, and everything's come down to one or two possessions. So you start to look at different things. But I think that's the key thing with this team, is they come at you, and they will play. And just from a defensive standpoint, rebounding's been very good. Hopefully now the offense has started to turn the corner. I think moving Hannah Stahlke to the five and just going smaller, faster, has helped that transition break, and to try to get some easy baskets. They're shooting the three ball much better the last two games, where it's been, you know, a struggle up to this point for the most part. So hopefully that offense starts to come around, because if they can score 75 to 85 points a game, they're going to win their fair share.
Yeah. Rob Brooks joining us at 324 on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN, and kind of going back to your last comment, Rob, Jan and the staff were putting the puzzle pieces together over, you know, a 3 or 4 game stretch there. Didn't always go well, but I think they're just preparing, and they finally came upon the fact that Hannah needs to be in that 5 spot anyway. Probably what they landed on, and she can do it. No doubt about that. I guess your thoughts about just kind of trying to find that that group that Jan can roll out there, at least to start the game anyway.
No, I think you're exactly right, Scott. And you know, part of the problem is too that if you remember, Hannah had surgery last spring, so she really couldn't do anything last summer. And obviously, to play that 4 in the Big Ten, you've got to be able to step out and knock down some shots in that offense. And you could see a couple of games that, you know, Hannah would get out on the perimeter and the defense would sag in and just kind of sit in the middle. So putting her back down on the block where she's so good, just more athletic than her opponent, can jump and has a lot of moves in the paint and around the basket, and put her there has really helped. And then if you need to go big, you obviously can bring Addie O'Grady off the bench, who's had a good year, and Ava Hayden, if need be. But I think it has helped since Hannah's been back, especially the game the other night, to get that transition offense going and to get the ball inside, get some easy hoops inside out to get those open threes. It just had a better flow to it. The ball didn't get stuck on the perimeter like it has on occasion. So I think that's the hard thing, though, that they've, because you mentioned going through who's going to play, how are you going to distribute the minutes. The last several years, it was a no-brainer, right? You just basically rode those 5 for 35 minutes a game. That was easy. Now they've got 10 that can play. And I'm sure when you're looking at practice and all of a sudden somebody that you typically would maybe play 5 to 6 minutes a game has a great week, well, that sticks in your mind, right? And think, well, okay, maybe deserves a little more time, but then you obviously got to take it away from somebody else. So it's a tough thing to navigate, I think, when you have 9 or 10 players that deserve to play. I think most coaches like to have 8, and then you've got a kind of a set rotation. Well, when you have more players, try to keep everybody happy, distribute the minutes. That sometimes can curse you a little bit, even though you think about, okay, well, this is a really deep team and it's a blessing, but you got to still find the time. You only got 40 minutes, right?
Hey, Rob, this might be more difficult than a downhill left to right 5-footer, but
nothing more difficult than that.
What's your favorite game or moment of Caitlin Clark's career?
You know, the one game that I kind of go back to is the game where her sophomore year, where really just, to me, burst on the scene. And it was coming up on about this time of year. And Iowa was playing up at Michigan. And Michigan was in the top 5 in the country. Iowa had some illness and some injuries, so only had about 6 or 7 players available. It was kind of the back end of a seemingly long week on the road, and Iowa got down by 25 points, and that was about the number heading into the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, Caitlin just walked across the timeline, took a couple of steps, and fired a 3-pointer and knocked it down and did it again. And then the defense kind of came out a little bit, and she dribbled around them and shot a 35-footer. And then got to the basket a few times. All said, it was basically 5-on-1. She's hit a shot from just about everywhere you could on the court, and Iowa pulls to within 5. Ended up losing the game, but Caitlin had 20 in the fourth quarter. And there wasn't a whole lot going on. It was a Sunday late afternoon game. And I said, this is going to blow up on SportsCenter tonight. And that's exactly what happened. Here's this player at Iowa shooting half-court shots in the middle of a game and knocking them down. And they just played it and played it and played it. And then, to me, that's when the buzz really, really started. Everybody knew she was going to be good and be an all-Big Ten player. But that was kind of the first night I thought, wow, this could really be something. And it kind of took off from there. Iowa got healthy, had a good regular season, and that was the year they got beat by Creighton in the second round at the NCAAs. We know what happened the following 2 years. But you know, I think, Mark, outside of that one, what I'm going to remember is being on the road and the buzz when she was in town. Charlotte, you look up, billboard of her, Iowa, Virginia Tech tonight. And the people just surrounding hotels and the lines at the arena at 8 a.m. in Wisconsin or Indiana when it's 25 degrees outside, people willing to stand there for 7 or 8 hours. The tears of kids and, quite frankly, adults, if she handed somebody a shoe or signed an autograph or took a picture. It was just kind of jaw-dropping to see that every single place we went. It was, you know, the buzz of the town. It's, you never thought I'd see anything like that in sports. And it went on for 2 years. You remember being down at Lincoln, Nebraska, from the hotel to the arena, the entire street and bridge in Lincoln was lined with people. It was just like an escort. People just escorted you right to the arena. And, you know, buses shaking afterward. I remember being at Purdue, and she got on the bus, and there had to be 300 people surrounding it, and the bus started shaking, and they chanted her name. I mean, just stuff you could never picture. It's the stuff off the court that I'm going to remember most. And, you know, what she's done is just, it'll never be duplicated. There may be a better player at some point in time, but it's never going to bring what these last 2 years have.
Yeah, just somebody to take it to that next level. The next player may be there on Sunday, as a matter of fact,
yes.
and maybe motivated a little bit to try to prove something. I don't know, but...
That's a bad sign, right?
Yeah, Juju Watkins is pretty darn good, too.
It's a good team. You know, I got probably the best power forward in the country. You know Juju's got the spotlight on her. Hasn't disappointed at all. I think he had 20 last night against Minnesota in a fairly competitive game, 82-69. Minnesota much improved this year. But, yeah, this is like, if you look at the strength and the size of USC, and you'll see it on Sunday, it's almost like a WNBA team. That's what it looks like when they come out on the court, and they're the real deal. And it's going to take a monumental effort, but we'll see how they handle everything and the surroundings. We've seen it before. Teams coming in here that maybe are more talented, but haven't come away with a victory. Does somebody have a little magic inside of them? Thinking about Caitlin Clark being there, do they have a night to remember? We'll find out.
Interesting question on our text line, Rob, asking you, does Iowa hoops post Caitlin remind you of Iowa hoops post Ronnie Lester?
Mm.
Well, I remember those days, Mark, as you do too. And I think a little bit. I think this program is in good shape. I don't think there's any question about it. They've got talent. They've got players. And they've got young players. More coming. So when you have a Caitlin Clark, obviously those years are great. And then number two is, can you get the recruits? Can you get into living rooms that you maybe would never have 5 years ago and get them to come to Iowa City? They've been able to do that. And obviously with Addie Deal coming in next year, who knows what will happen the year after. Use the portal as it should be used. And Iowa really has not had that problem over these years of players leaving. So obviously you bring in a Lucy Olson, but that was because of graduation, but have not had many underclassmen leave. So the group has stuck together. I think not only being young, but everybody's in a different role. If you got a Sydney Fulter who's played a lot of basketball, a Hannah Stalky, now they're number one or number two on the scouting report versus being number
4 and number 5. That's a different role. And it takes time. And you got to get used to it, and you got to perform to that level. You're the next player to try to grab that opportunity. And they've got about a little bit over a month to get it done. And the leadership's there. The young players are, especially Aaliyah Guyton, really starting to come on. And I think get some good things to happen. You know, this team, if they can be confident coming down the stretch, I think you're going to see some good things.
Yeah. Some good games coming up, certainly, before the Big Ten tournament kicks off. And should be a heck of an atmosphere on Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. Take it all in. I know you will, Rob.
Yeah, will. There's no doubt. We've seen this before. You know, Mark mentioned a thing, I mean, about games. I'll never forget the Indiana game, obviously, at home a couple of years ago when Caitlin hit the three-pointer from the right wing, and the Ohio State atmosphere last year. There's been a lot of great ones. She had a buzzer beater against Michigan State last year. Obviously, the Michigan game where she broke the record, all of that stuff. And when she enters the house on Sunday, it's got a different feel to it. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, thanks. Appreciate it. Always good talking with you, and we'll do it again.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Rob Brooks joining us, the voice of Iowa women's basketball here at 3:35. I'm going to get the panel together coming up here in just a couple of moments. And before we do that, we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday and online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Ludwig Oberg, the sixth-ranked player in golf, withdrew today from the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Oberg, who shot 77 in the first round, cited an illness that began at last week's tournament. Right now, Sepp Straka setting the pace at 13 under par. The NFL announced today a report revealing its players suffered the fewest concussions since tracking of those injuries began in 2017. There were 182 concussions recorded, according to the NFL, in practices and games during the preseason and regular season. Maryland coach and Cedar Rapids native Brenda Fries can notch her 600th career victory this weekend. Maryland hosts Illinois on Sunday. And finally, Dick Button has died at the age of 95. Button was the first American gold medalist in men's figure skating, winning in 1948 and 52. Later, he achieved much more notoriety as an ABC television commentator on major skating competitions.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was there all the time, bringing skating. Lived a very long life to 95. All right, we will take a quick break, come back, and get you ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. That'll be coming up as we return. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there will be plenty of sunshine today with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. It will be a bit breezy. And then tonight, the winds will back off. The skies stay clear and temperatures drop into the mid 20s. Tomorrow, we will have some more clouds around and temperatures will be held closer to 40 degrees. We'll be back into the 50s on Sunday with some more sun. And then cooler air starts to move in early next week. That's your latest Iowa News Now Weather First forecast.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacey Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar, and Quickstar knows life is busy, and they are helping you with some terrific food that is ready to go for you with your busy and jam-packed day. They've got tornadoes, which are terrific. They're packed with bold fillings, and just try them. They've got all kinds of delicious flavors. Also, many tacos. They've got also cheese curds, which are brand new to Quickstar. Stop on by. Even if they don't have them out, saw this earlier on today, ask one of the very, very friendly Quickstar folks, and they will help you out to get those to you as quickly as possible. And also, roasted whole chicken on special $6.99. That'll be coming up on Monday, hot and ready for any meal or meal prep or soup. I know it's going to be 50 degrees, but it's not going to be that way all the way through February. Soup bags on special, 36 to 40-ounce bags, $6.99 every Tuesday to heat up on those cold winter days. All that and a whole lot more available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 42422. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Did your IT provider break up with you? Or did they raise your managed services rate sky high? I'm sorry to hear that. This is Patty with Network Computer Solutions. At NCS, small businesses are just as important as bigger ones and deserve the same exceptional IT services. Give us a call at 319-247-7223. We'll talk over what you need and how we can help. NCS would be honored to welcome you into our circle. Call today.
3:42 back with you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN. Spencer on Sports coming up following us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and we'll preview that coming up with the man himself here in just a couple of moments. We got the Emil Heidepick. Heidepick. Isaac, is it Friday?
It absolutely is. You're good.
All right. The Heidepick.
You've got 20 minutes of work left. You're all set.
Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 is upon us. And you can win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. That is on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And we will get the panel together right now and pick some interesting games, for sure. Some other things that Mark has thrown together. As we like to say here on the program, Mark, in the penultimate edition of the 2024-2025 Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
Well, it's always a good show when you can work in the word penultimate.
It is. It is. All right. I think Dave is with us. Dave, how are you?
I'm here. I'm good. How's everyone there?
Doing great. Doing great. How can you not be in a 53-degree sunny January 31st here in the Midwest? So we've got that going for us. All right, Mark, let's get to picking some games here.
Very interesting slate, as the four of us know. Took some... it was a little challenging to put this one together, unlike next week when we'll pick all things related to Kansas City and Philadelphia, prop bets and whatnot. But as far as today goes, Scott's going to lead things off, and we're going to start out with three college basketball games, and no point spreads attached as they were not available earlier in the week. But we're going to start out with a Big Ten games tomorrow. Michigan State at USC. I don't know. Perhaps this is a layup or not, Scott.
I hate going first on this one because I would have loved to have gone fourth. Can I pass? No,
you cannot.
I can't do it. Okay. There are no, we'll have to put that rule in next year. Michigan State's undefeated. They're going to lose at some point. It's just inevitable. And you would think, if you didn't see UCLA last night, absolutely waylay Oregon late. Yeah, that is a Big Ten game that ended at midnight, but that's our new Big Ten. UCLA is really good. That's going to be coming up after USC. I guess I'm going to roll with Tom Izzo. I don't think they're going to go undefeated after going out to La La Land, but I think they have enough to get. They match up better against USC than UCLA, so I'm going to take Michigan State.
We've all seen what happens in college basketball. I'm not too confident that USC can beat Michigan State, but being at home, I mean, lost two in a row at home since it waylaid Iowa earlier this month, but just on a hunch, I'm going to go USC. Dave.
Give me Tom Izzo and the Spartans to win at Southern Cal.
I feel better now.
Answer.
I'm gonna put you on Trojan Island, Mark. I think they've got some pretty good food out there in LA. I'll go with Michigan State. I have no idea. We'll go with that.
I knew that was. I'd blown a few layups now and then, but
I think USC can win this game. I think they can.
Yeah, we'll see. Game two, and I will lead off. It is out west late tonight. Gonzaga at St. Mary's. St. Mary's leading the West Coast Conference, and but I think Gonzaga is a little bit more tested team. This is the first of two between these two teams this year. St. Mary's a very good team, but I'm going to go with Gonzaga here. Dave.
Well, I'm going to take the St. Mary's Gales to continue their winning ways and defeat the Zags.
All right. Spencer.
Gales win at home. I think the Zags might get them in Spokane, but I'm going to go with the Gales at home.
Scott.
I thought I was going to be like the, you know, the one guy out on Moraga Island in the bay. The international contingent of Randy Bennett will get it done again. It's too bad that these two teams are not going to meet twice a year. After this year, they go their separate ways with Gonzaga going to a new league. But I like St. Mary's at home. That is a tough place to play. And I'm going to go with the Gales.
Two missed layups in a row. I'll be darned. all right, game three. Spencer, you're leading off. This is a Monday night game. It's going to be Iowa State at Kansas.
Boy. Kansas is tempting here, but after what happened last Monday in the desert in Arizona, I think, first of all, I worry about Kansas State going to Ames on Saturday, but I think TJ has got his guys focused in on how to close out a game on the road, and I think they do that, and I think they sweep the Jayhawks in the regular season. So Cyclones win on Monday.
Spencer, I'm sorry. That was Dave's pick. What? But
you messed it up,
Mark.
Man.
We'll just flip them. Dave, you go ahead there.
Bill Self has been the coach at Kansas for 21 seasons. He's three wins short of becoming the winningest coach at KU. And he has a history of 80% winning percentage. So I'm going to take Kansas to revenge that loss at Ames.
Scott.
Tough to sweep Kansas. Tough to sweep them. I know Iowa State played very well the first time, and I hope Iowa State wins this thing. But if Kansas loses this one, they're pretty much out of it as far as the regular season championship in the Big 12 is concerned. So I reluctantly will go with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Desperate times for Kansas, three losses in the league, but I'm with Spencer. I think Iowa State's going to get it done after that loss at Arizona. Excuse me. I'm going to let Dave, we're going to flip-flop those picks. So Dave will be up first here. And it's golf. It's golf. The question is, will Scotty Scheffler tie for fifth place or better in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am? The answer that you need to give is yes or no. And a tip, Scheffler right now is minus seven and tied for 23rd.
Oh, is it me? Well, or is it? No, it's Dave. All right.
I'm going to say yes, only because Scotty's winning ways, and normally he's somewhere between 300 and 500 to start any tournament. So I'm going to say yes.
Spencer.
I have no idea. can we institute that pass rule? No. You know what? I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to doubt Scotty. He's going to get it done and maybe have a run-in with the Louisville police. No.
No.
Yeah. He'll get it done.
Scotty's
got no problem with the police and Carmel because Jim Nance, you know, can make phone calls and get him out of jail.
Unlike Jeff Darlington or whatever.
Unlike that. Jim Nance, hello, friends. He lives right out there. He's got a replica of the seventh hole in his backyard, if you did not know that, by the way. That Jim invites people. He goes out and does commentary when they're hitting. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. Little-known facts from the gym class program about golf. Mark, you and I and our team have Scotty Scheffler this year because we were so bad last year. We have the number one pick. This is his first tournament. I'm going to put two and two together here just because – as some people know, the track record of us in fantasy golf isn't good. I'm going to say no.
Let's see. He's got five holes to play today and 36 more to move up. I'm going to say yes. I'm not going to doubt the number one player in the world, even though it's his first tournament back. So, Scott, you're on...
No Island.
San Diego, Pebble Beach Island. Selection five is tonight's college wrestling match between number one Penn State and number two Iowa. Isaac and I have set the number at 2.5 matches that Iowa will win. So the answer you need to give us is, will Iowa win more or less than 2.5 matches? Scott.
Well, I went back and I listened to Mark's interview with us on Wednesday. He got me pumped. I'm going to go over. The over. Barely. Three. It's going to be three. Isaac, it's going to be three. I'm with you. I think Iowa gets three. So I'm going to go over.
I've gone back and forth on this. I think Isaac set a great line at 2.5. Those three matches that he mentioned earlier, Iowa could very well win. I worry about Ayala coming back after missing the Ohio State match against a very good competitor. I just think Penn State is that good, so I'm going to say no. Under, I'm sorry. Dave.
Iowa has lost three straight and five of the last six to Penn State. The Nittany Lions have 10 wrestlers, all ranked number seven or higher. The path to an upset here is very narrow for Iowa, but give me the under as well.
I'm already on no island. Am I going to go over island?
I'm not going to.
Glenn McCown said yesterday. Spencer?
He said about three, didn't he, Isaac? I'd have to go back and listen to.
I read his article this morning. I think he had it basically the same as I did.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna leave Scott on the over island. I'm gonna take the over and make it an even split.
But I think IAL is gonna win, or Spencer and I are sunk.
I would say I think it's three of Ayala, Parco, Teamer, and Buchanan.
Yeah.
Three of those four, I think, can get a win.
True. That's what we're
going to be interesting. So the split, it's split on tonight's match, which starts in just about 2 hours. Final pick and the tiebreaker is it involves the Sunday matchup between USC and Iowa. First of all, the pick is Juju Watkins' total points against Iowa. The number is over under 24.5. And the tiebreaker is total points in that particular game. I am going to go under on the 24.5 just because I think USC has other players that are going to hurt Iowa, potentially. And they may not need her much in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to go under there. And I'll set the bar at 153 total points in this game. Dave.
I'll take Juju over. And tiebreaker, 175.
Ooh. Yeah.
Spencer.
Tough one. Just by the numbers, she's actually averaging about 21 points per game on the road this year. So that leans me toward the under, but I get the feeling she's going to want to show out in front of Caitlin Clark inside Carver. Boy. You know what? I'm going to, against my better judgment, I'm going to take the over by like maybe a point or two. She gets like 26 in the game, and I'll go 150 for the tiebreaker.
150. All right. You hit it right on the nose. What do superstars want to do when other superstars are there? And they want to put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Juju Watkins is going to want to put on a show.
She scored 25 against UConn, against Paige Beckers back in December or whatever it was. So, yeah.
And that wasn't somebody getting their number in the rafters.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go over, and I will go 163 with the number of points. So there we go. Picks are locked in, and we need four contestants right now at 319-366-1600. If you have been a contestant over the last 4 weeks, do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600, and you hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you get a $30 gift card courtesy of Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Dave, have a great weekend.
You guys as well, and good luck with your picks.
All right. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll get together on Monday.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. And stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next to get you ready for the weekend.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.